Okay, even more hockey now with Linfield boys hockey coach John Gardner. And coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
Doing great. You know, almost March, so great time of year, a lot of excitement, so let's get it going.
It is, that is. It's mini March madness around here. And, you know, I'm always amazed at these tournaments when it's one and out. I mean, because, you know, you're used to seeing the colleges and pros have these round robins and stuff or series. So it's, I guess it kind of, when you know you're going to make the tournament, you, as a coach, you sort of have to stress the importance of not only game to game, but maybe shift to shift.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of talk about, you know, stuff that we play to our strengths. But a lot of times, you know, you don't want to hit on too much of the what we can't do, or we'll call it like Chernobyl. Like, we got to avoid this like Chernobyl, and have a list of stuff that they just they can't do. And we were winning this year, not again learning the hard way with a loss. So you kind of, but you don't want to shine too much light on it where it's like a kid goes out there and he's just playing not to make mistakes. So it's like a fine line between just playing loose, playing our game, playing to our strengths, and knowing what we have to avoid.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's sort of like you can't play, I don't think you can play any sport back on your heels hoping, you know, not to lose. So that makes sense. I wonder before we get into specifics, John, if you take a look at the seedings in D3 and in the top 10, there are three North Shore teams in the top 10 alone. There's you guys at number 2, Essex Tech at number 8, and Triton at number 10. And to me, as you know, as a fan, that looks like it's a strong D3 in the area.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny with the cross the state format now. You kind of get to see what's actually happening in the sense of, like, geographically, the South, Central, and the West, and then we're obviously partial to North Shore hockey. So you kind of get to see they kind of put a lot of you know, positive spin on the Southern teams this year. Their strength of schedule, they all played each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we unfortunately went to the Vineyard. We didn't get to play the Vineyard. So this is where you kind of get to see, it's kind of like you said, March Madness, where you see, like, which conferences advance and what their records are in that first day and then the second round. And, you know, there's less. Now you're in it. You know, get to see who and what region kind of is kind of playing the better hockey.
Yeah, and it's really weird when you see teams in the top 10. Now, you have one loss, okay? And then the team above you has 4. Watertown has 6 losses there at number 6. Number 7, Hanover, they've got 10 losses. Pembroke has 10 losses. But the strength of schedule really does mean something. I'm just it's just kind of weird when you see those, you know, those final results.
Well, we knew that Hanover and Scituate schedule hard. So, I mean, I have no problem with a team that has fewer losses than us. And it goes on the flip side. There's some teams that are on the low, you know, you can count it on one hand, two losses, 3 losses that you look at their schedule. Yeah, that's not surprising. So, our schedule has been pretty consistent over the past few years. And again, unfortunately, losing on the island put us in a situation where we had to play a team that we wouldn't normally schedule, and it kind of we took a hit with our schedule playing a team that's ranked around a -3. So that was kind of unfortunate, like the double getting whacked twice, losing to Hopkinton, and then having to play a team that we could have been playing a positive Vineyard team, and instead we're playing a team that it hurts us on our schedule. So yeah, it's again, playoffs is the time to kind of answer all questions, and you kind of see who plays the best when it matters the most.
All right, what did you do after Wednesday through we record this on Monday, so from Thursday to Monday, how's the team looking? What have you been doing?
So we gave them a day off Friday because we knew we had 2 hours Saturday, 1 Sunday, which is usually our off day, but we our junior varsity's done. And then we have 2 hours today. I won't use the full 2. And then if we have school, hopefully, fingers crossed, on Tuesday we have an hour there. So we kind of prioritize rest for some guys, optional skate Thursday after the Gloucester game, off, stay away from the rink on Friday, And then every Saturday, it used to be Selection Saturday, but now it's like we don't want to get out of our rhythm of playing every Wednesday, Sunday. So as I've mentioned on previous broadcasts, we have a strong, deep program. So, and we did joint skates the whole year. So for Saturday, we brought an extra line from junior varsity and an extra pair of D, and they're good players. And then that allows us to be able to split the teams into three lines, 5D. So 14 guys a side is a good skate where you're not burning any one line out, having three per team, five D. So we did that, and that skate looked real good. If anyone was, I don't believe my rink has live barn, but if anyone was watching our live barn that last hour of Saturday skate, they probably are a little nervous because we were buzzing around, we were flying. So. And then last night was more of a low key, skate. Got a little conditioning in because today and tomorrow we probably won't lean on that, save our legs. Obviously our opponent's playing tonight, so that kind of, depending on how that game takes its toll sometimes in a winner go home. So we're hoping that we're hoping that's a good one tonight, and we'll see.
All right, so you will be playing Wednesday. Your first round will be at the McVan in Peabody at 8 o'clock against either Foxborough or East Hampton. And this is kind of a silly question to ask, but I'm guessing you probably don't know much about either team. But again, you and most of the other coaches I've talked to, going back to football season, it matters more about your own team, what you guys do, rather than worrying about the other team.
That's a good point, for sure. Shame on us if we can't bring, when we bring some semblance to our ceiling, we get close to our ceiling, a lot of teams in D3 aren't going to be able to hang with us. So again, there's more along the lines of like avoiding, some of the stuff you just can't have to make it an even playing field against the lower seed. But, we obviously have to do our due diligence. So I've seen film on both teams. You can kind of look at some of the scores. You don't want to put too much stock on scoreboard watching because you never know what's going on with the team at that particular time. But you get a good sense, obviously East Hampton plays a weaker schedule, but 12 wins is 12 wins, 100 goals is 100 goals. Foxborough plays some difficult opponents in their league with Canton and Franklin and King Phillips, and I know I'm missing at least one or two more. So they're not going to be, pushed around or afraid if they get through to us on Wednesday. So we know, and we tell our guys all the time, like, hockey is the ultimate underdog story, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of that. The guy in the funny pads and the asymmetry of the puck, that's a circle, but it's got edges, and it takes some weird bounces. So we always talk about, in a 45-minute game, you gotta get after it real quick and don't shoot yourself in the foot.
I know that many, many years ago when I worked for Hockey Night in Boston, there was a team it was called Cambridge, Ringe, and Latin, and they were relatively new to hockey, and one night their goalie made over 70 saves. So, and they were in the game. They lost it, but they were in it. So.
Yeah, my brother-in-law is actually the athletic director there, so yeah, I'm familiar with their program. They kind of have had a nice ascent, and they've kind of leveled off a little bit. They had a tough year this year, but yeah, ultimately, when we were looking at seedings, we knew that North Middlesex was going to be right around that 14-15 line. If we were fortunate enough to win our first round, we'd have possibly them, and we know that they have a big, senior assistant captain goalie, and that's the ultimate equalizer. And obviously we have my brother as the assistant coach, and he stole many a game, stole many a season from teams. So we dodged a slight bullet there with them creeping up to 14, but right now our focus is just who we're going to play on Wednesday.
Excellent, and appreciate the information, and you guys all doing your homework. And I think I was talking to a Central Catholic coach who said you got to be wary or want puck luck. You got to be wary of it or want it. And I never heard of that expression before, puck luck, but I guess that does sometimes factor into the equation. Coach, anything else before we get this tournament game underway on Wednesday?
No, we've been just saying since yesterday, like, is it Wednesday yet? We just want to get it going.
Yeah.
Had an exciting game that always has a tournament feel at the tank against Gloucester, and now it's just like the slow
get to Wednesday kind of thing. So we're excited and just ready to go.
Yeah, and the whole region loves it. I'll tell you, all the high school sports around here. All right, Coach, it's exciting. Good luck, man. Ride the wave, and we'll talk to you later in the week, I hope.
Awesome. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, John. Be well. Yep. All right, that's John Gardner, who is the Linfield High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.